welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I read to you from 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Having listed these things that we sometimes refer to as the Christian graces, then Peter adds, Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Now we all know that periodically in our land there comes election year, when the citizens select those who will govern the nation and the state and the city and even the community. There is the abundance of political activity, much of which is relatively offensive and tedious to many people, but every candidate tries to do his best to make his election as sure as possible. There is a slight difference in meaning, however, in that and our text, as we shall discover. The term election is used 6 times in the New Testament. Elected is used once. Elect is found 20 times. We have 4 questions to ask and to answer as we study this lesson. What do these words mean? And how and when is one elected, and to what? And third, what does it mean to make it sure? And how does one make his election sure? Well, first, the word elect means chosen, referring to people who are chosen. In the Old Testament, the term once had reference to Christ in Isaiah 42 and verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. And I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. There is also a New Testament reference to Christ as the elect in 1 Peter 2 and verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. When Christ was on the cross, even his enemies remembered that he claimed to be chosen of God. Luke 23 and verse 35. But it is also used with reference to the Christian. When Jesus predicted the temporary lifting of the siege of Jerusalem in Matthew 24, he said it would allow the elect to escape. Those in Christ are said to be the elect, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. 1 Peter 5 and verse 13 uses the term with reference to the church. Those who put off the old man and put on the new man are called the elect of God, Colossians 3 and verse 12. Those who have been sanctified and cleansed are the elect, 1 Peter 1 and verse 2. The elect refers to those of the faith, Titus 1 and 1. And Ephesians 1 and verse 4 teaches that the elect were chosen from the foundation of the world. In other words, God determined who would and who would not be saved before the world began. But we shall see that this was not a choice of specific individuals, but a choice of classes of people. Those who believed and obeyed his plan would be saved. Those who did not would not be saved. Friend, this was set before the foundation of the world. Election is that process by which one is elected. In 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 4, your election of God. God does the electing, and God has devised and delivered the process by which the election takes place. This we shall investigate further as we go into our lesson. We can summarize the meaning of these terms by saying that Christians are elected by the election process of God to be the elect. And how and when is one elected? What is that process? Well, actually, we are simply asking, how is one saved? It is God who elects because it is God who saves. He is the who that does the electing. But what of the how and the when? By examining the letters that Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica, we can learn how and when God elects one to the elect by his process of election. The Thessalonian brethren were elected, 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 4. They were called into his kingdom, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12. They were called into a way of life that was clean and holy, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 7. They were called by the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 14. Paul preached the gospel of God to them, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 9. They had received, that is, accepted and obeyed his preaching, as it is in truth the word of God, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. Peter said the elect are purified in obeying the truth, 1 Peter 1 and verse 23. Therefore, when one hears the gospel, and that's the means God uses to call, and he accepts it in faith and obedience, he becomes one of the elect. Who does it? Why, God does it. How does God do it? He does it by the call of the gospel. When is one elected? It is when he hears, believes, and obeys the call of the gospel. Well, what does it mean to make our calling and election sure? Now, we mentioned political candidates working hard to make their election sure, but there is a difference with the Christian election. The candidate works hard in political events to be elected. The Christian is already elected upon his obedience to the gospel, and now he works to make sure he does not lose what he has gained by the grace of God's process of election. Whatever it means to make your calling and election sure demands our priority of concern. Here is something that we must do. The word sure simply means firm and fast and stable. The very admonition to make it sure implies the possibility of falling, even though once elected. There are certain things that one must do if he is not to fall. 2 Peter 1 and verse 10, "For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." We make our calling sure to the extent that we are faithful in Christ. Revelation 2 and verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." Paul said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing." Dear friend, all of these passages show the necessity of faithfulness, and they imply the possibility of falling away. Well, how does one make his calling and election sure? Why, he does this by spiritual growth, and by adding to his own character the Christ-like qualities, such as Peter mentions in verses 5 through 7 of the text that we read at the beginning. He does this by growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ, 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. He does this by feeding upon the sincere milk of the Word, and maturing to be able to partake of the meat of the gospel, applying what he has learned and manifesting his learning by his manner of life, Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. Specifically mentioned by Peter are such qualities as faith and virtue, which is courage, and knowledge and temperance, which is self-control, and patience, which is steadfastness, godliness and brotherly love and charity, which is love. Peter said, "If ye do these things, ye shall never fall." But what if we do not do these things? Are we to think that our election is just as secure? If so, what was the purpose of writing the passage? Surely it makes a difference. We can briefly summarize the major points. There is the necessity of being among the elect, and being elected by God's process of election. This process involves hearing, believing, and obeying the gospel of Christ, including repentance, confession of our faith in Christ, and baptism into Christ. We must secure and make fast that state and relationship with God that is called the elect, lest we fall away and be in a worse state than at the beginning, 2 Peter 2, 20-22. And how do we do this? It is by growing and maturing in Christ, and by continuing in His will once we have come to Him. Friend, we read in Scripture of some who did not make their calling and election sure, like Demas. Some are like the seeds that fell upon unproductive ground in Matthew chapter 13. The admonition is that we do those things necessary to make sure we remain faithful to our Lord. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.